Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are continuing this week with our March theme of Will Basics 101. So going right back to the basics. Now, last week, hopefully you listened to it, I talked about the structure of a will, and this week I'm going to talk about gifting under a will. So really back to basics. Now, in terms of gifting under a will, I would put it in two categories, I guess. You've got specific gifts, that is specifically gifting something, and then you have your residue estate, so gifting in your residue estate. Now, the main difference is that your specific gifts, you're calling out some cash, you're calling out shares, an asset, some kind of thing that you are specifically gifting a person. So you're taking it out of your whole estate. So imagine for those that aren't watching me, imagine you've got a little circle and all your assets are in there sitting it. When you're specifically gifting, you're just popping that asset out. So let's, for our example, say shares of a company. We're popping out those shares of that company and we're specifically gifting it in a different manner to the rest of our estate. Okay, so something specifically gift. Now, the main things I see specifically gifted are amounts of cash, and they could be for grandchildren, to charities is a big one. Lots of people like to give a specific gift to charities, and otherwise, specific jewelry, family heirlooms, collections, that kind of stuff. So that is what I kind of see in the specific gift realm. I like specific gifts only to be in there if and this is really talking about, I guess, family heirlooms or collections, not so much cash gifts, but those kind of itemy, tangible gifts. It's really if there's a specific value placed on it, so something of a high worth, or something that has a high sentimental value to you and you are gifting that directly to someone. So quite often we'll have kind of family heirloom kind of stuff that may not have a huge amount of value on the open market, but has a massive value to the family. So that's the kind of thing that we'll put into a specific gift. So those are specific gifts. And then you have we're back to our circle. We've got all the assets in there. That is our residue estate. Okay. And so then we gift our residual estate under the will. Now, the usual way that I will do that, and this is for a simple direct gifting, is everything to the surviving spouse and then everything else to children equally. Okay. And it really depends on your personal circumstances, how you gift, but that's usually what I have. And then depending on how many children you have, or if you have grandchildren, we might then do what I refer to as a calamity clause and then have a backup gifting. But that really depends on your family circumstances. So that's how direct gifting works. You give the residue estate and you can give your whole 100%. You can give it in portions, shares, you can give it in pools. So some people that maybe don't have children but have a spouse might give 50% to my family, 50% to, my spouse's family in that way. So we can be creative in that sense a little bit for a residue estate. And then, of course, the other way that we could gift our residue estate is by way of testamentary trust. So gifting our residue estate into our testamentary trust. I've done many podcasts on testamentary trusts. So I'm not going to go into them. I did one last month that was quite detailed. I did an audio one last year that was even more detailed. So I won't go into it today, but that's the other way that you can gift under your will. So that is really gifting under your will. This could be the world's shortest podcast at this point. I've barely hit 4 minutes, but it's just something very niche. The way that you gift, who you gift to, is something that you should speak to a solicitor about, because I guess I understand the risks, particularly when we get into that residue estate, when we get into that spouse, children gifting, you know, and those are people that can really contest your estate. So when you're looking at those kinds of gifts, it's important to have the correct legal advice about what is appropriate. I find some people come to me and they have an idea of what they want to do, but I am a little bit more creative, I guess, in the way that you could be gifting or give some ideas of what other people have done in my experience. So don't let the, oh my God, what are we going to do? Can I do this? Prevent you from getting a will, because it's really important that you have a will that properly records your wishes. Okay. Now, in the last week of this month, I'm going to talk about the difference between gifting in a will and a letter of wishes. So we can talk about that difference then. But really, the purpose of this episode was just to talk about gifting on the will and how you can do that. Now, I guess one thing that I'll just final cover off is who can you gift? Right? Oh, anyone that is a recognized entity in the law. Okay. And there might be like other taxation-y complications for that, but a person, a company, a trust, other ones, a charity, okay, definitely, any charitable institution, can be a political party, you know, anything like that. Things that I don't think you can gift to, pets is the first one, but I've got some ideas around pet gifting, so we can deal with that, but you can't gift directly to a pet because they're not a legal entity. And the other one that's come up for me recently, and look, I haven't looked at it deeply, but I think the answer would definitely be no, is a AI, I don't want to say person. I don't even know what they're called. Where is this podcast going? I'm so sorry. But I've had an inquiry about gifting to an AI avatar online. Now, in Australian law, they're not recognized as an entity or legal entity or a person. So I don't think you can gift to them. But I think there's ways that we can get around that as well. So I think it's just a matter of having the conversation. I think things like that are going to come up more and more often. So I'll just leave you with that little, I can see everyone's brain going, what is going on here? But I think it's something that's going to really come up a lot more when we create these online, you know, worlds and personas. But before I get myself in trouble and really lose the plot over AI, I'm going to go. So thanks so much for listening. You can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to get more information about this topic or a bunch of other topics around estate planning or disputes generally. Thank you so much for listening. I will speak to you next week where we continue our Will 101 basics. I can tell you what the topic is going to be. The topic is guardianship. That's a good one. So for people that have children, guardianship is really a big one. So that's what we'll be talking about next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Sorry, I was slightly unhinged, but that's, I guess, how I am all the time. So speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.